Cinnamon roll cookie. Oh. Hi, good morning. It's Thursday, October 9th, 2008. And I'm Marcel Gagne, your host for Wooftal Bytes. Wooftal Bytes being your occasional daily Linux and FOSS news show. Welcome. As you might recall, hey, I'm not going to talk about the financial crisis today. I'm not going to mention that at all. There you go. So I'm just going to skip right into evil, big evil. And I'm not talking about big financial evil. I'm just talking about big evil in general. And what am I talking about, big evil? Well, sometimes it's perceived evil. As you might recall, yesterday I let you know that the Mono Project released version 2.0 of their code yesterday. And today there's an interesting story that I found that follows up on that whole idea by asking this question. Why do we love Samba, which is a technology that reproduces some of the functionality that people found on Windows, but we hate Mono? Why is it that we hate Mono but love Samba? And of course, the question comes down to things like patents and the actual freedom associated with the technology. And the fact that when you're using Samba, Samba is completely unencumbered by these things and does not require that you use anything Microsoft in which to operate. In fact, Linux clients can access Samba servers as well as Windows clients accessing Samba servers. So it's a completely different thing. And of course, there's the whole patent issue, which looms like a big dark cloud over top of Mono. So Mono, oh, my press hat. I almost forgot my press hat. Let me see, I got to put on my press hat here. There we go, my press hat. Meanwhile, Miguel de Icaza, who is the founder and the brains behind Mono, or at least the father, the spiritual father of Mono, if not the actual father of Mono, reflects in an interview on what's happened with Mono these last couple of years, or these last few years, last 5 years, in fact, and where it's headed in the future. So if you want to read Miguel's interview, just take a look down at the links at the bottom of this thing, and you can hear Miguel, or you can read Miguel chatting about Mono. Speaking of perceived evil, or evil with a big E, you might recall we also talked about ODF yesterday and the whole irregularities thing and so forth. Well, Sweden, another country in which you might recall irregularities in the ISO voting process for Microsoft's OOXML, Sweden is one of the places where this happened. Well, Sweden has decided to adopt ODF as its official document format. Yay, Sweden! Speaking of OOXML, the Boycott Novell forum / website has leaked the OOXML documentation associated with whole ISO mess. 5,500 pages of it on their website. Alex Brown, who is actually one of the guys responsible for the ISO approval of the OOXML thingy, went on his web blog to say that this was a, quote, brazen copyright violation, or words to that effect anyway, but brazen. And of course, the Boycott Novell website basically responded on the whole possibility that they may be sued or chased down and so forth with something akin to, come get us, go ahead and try. And mind you, they invite everybody in the world to come and take a look at the documents and see just what happened out there and see what kind of hooks Microsoft is trying to get into you with the OOXML process. Or at least that's what they say on the website, and you can go and check it out for yourself. Now, on to something lighter and much more Linux-centric. Two little interesting things. One of them comes from Linux Hacksaw website, which plays a little game, which actually I've played in talks I've given more than once at least, including one talk I gave, which is, you know, Linux marketing, why do we suck at this? Anyway, maybe I should give you the link to that one as well. Anyway, they basically go over the year of the Linux desktop, 2008, year of the Linux desktop, 2007, 2006, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 1999. It's always the year of the Linux desktop, and we still aren't there yet. So what's the buzz? It's kind of fun. It's kind of cute. You know, it's something to read. And it leads us into my really good news story of the day, which has to do with a new Linux distribution. Yes, another new Linux distribution, sort of. This one based on Ubuntu 8.04 called INX, is not X. Are you ready for this? This has nothing to do with Linux being ready for the desktop, unless, of course, you happen to be the sort of desktop user that doesn't like GUIs, that loves text. It's actually kind of a fun little distro. INX is not X. Brainchild of Wooftalug member Peter Garrett. It's actually a really cool little project. I'll give you the link down there as well. Yes, it's a Linux distribution without a GUI. It's got all the applications you'd expect, your email applications, web browsers, IRC chat client, music clients, places, things to rip and burn CDs and so forth, none of which requires a GUI. Fun, fun, fun. Okay, that's it. I'm done for today. Thanks for joining me. See you on the next Wooftal Bites. Oh, by the way, Wooftal Bites now has a new website, wooftalbites.com. That's going to be interesting. I'll get it up and ready in the next couple of days. It's not ready yet, but wooftalbites.com. Check it out like as early as tomorrow, okay? All right, talk to you later. I'm done. See you. Bye.